accepting a fee for engaging in sexual conduct.
Or soliciting.
Yeah, offering to or accepting, yeah.
Can you make that change?
Now, what was the change?
Well, I think Wally is suggesting that subsection 2 be changed to define the word prostitution, not prostitute.
You mean under your section 1?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that it should be defined as means engaging in sexual conduct offering a fee.
Well, that gets sticky because then we're defining a crime in the definition, which is, I think, why they use the word prostitute, because they're using the definitions of offenses before they get to it. And if we define prostitution in defenses, then we got a crime buried in our. I don't mind having prostitutes there, but
if he.
Yeah, the only defined word that we use in section 2 is sexual conduct, which is defined in a different article.
Return.
And incidentally, sexual conduct.
Well, wait a minute, you got in return for a fee. You've pretty well covered that, haven't you? I think you're all right the way you've got it written.
Yeah, that's supposed to only refer to the party taking the
fee. In return for, I think, does it.
Because the patron, for example, is not engaging in conduct in return for a fee.
Well, I took up 15 minutes with that quibble.
Well, let me ask this. In that sense, what you were going to say is interesting about sexual conduct. We're not talking about sexual intercourse.
No, we're talking about, I was just going to say.
Sexual conduct.
Homosexual conduct also.
What's the point?
Well, I just wanted to mention that the only really defined word in section 2 is sexual conduct, which is defined.
Oh, I see.
We aren't talking just about sexual intercourse here.
Okay.
Now, the only the law in Oregon today, the state law on prostitution, is our vagrancy statute, which says a person's guilty of vagrancy if, in subsection 4, I think, he's a common prostitute. That's the body of the law, period.
Coin a phrase.
So actually this is broader than the present law because sexual conduct embraces more different types of conduct than that statute would. A common prostitute I don't think would include homosexual conduct.
Are we going to define the word fee?
No, we didn't.
Jeez, I think we better.
I think that would be money.
Huh?
Money.
As I said, some of the, I believe it was California. Yeah.
Put me in the dictionary, right.
Said money. Uses the term money. New York and Michigan use the term fee.
What do you do about the guy who... the guy that sends his mistress an allowance.
We've already said it. We don't want to monkey with that. For some reason.
Well, that's it. But there you'd have it, wouldn't you?
Well, there, theoretically, at least, the consideration includes more than just sexual companionship. I'm sure that's what the gentleman tells his wife when he's exposed.
It's interesting, the Webster's here, some of the definitions of fee are a charge fixed by law for certain services or privileges. Compensation for professional service. A fixed charge for admission. As to a museum. Or for stated privileges. As club fees.
Will you quit reading that place? It's getting worse.
Well, I'm sure glad we used the word fee. That really helps.
You'll get up and read that and close your eyes.
<You're right. laughs>
Well, the reason the word I preferred fee over money is that it seemed to me that there would be many ways to pay a prostitute using other means other than money.
Gifts or...
Although, as a common practice, I don't think prostitutes are too interested in professionals in taking anything except money.
IOUs.
I don't think they're interested in checks.
Well, let's face it, all society is really worried about... we're really not worried about the girls that get $100. We want to stop the ones that are getting $20. And let's satisfy ourselves with our own hypocrisy and write it accordingly.
You expect me to oddly respond audibly to that when you're wrong.
You don't need to take that comment down.
But I don't think it will make any difference whether we use fee or money, because the present law, prostitutes are being prosecuted, and it doesn't use either. It doesn't say anything about consideration. It just says a common prostitute.
Yeah, of course, that's the problem.
Is a common prostitute defined in the common law?
I believe it is.
That's what common...
Jake Tanzer, he argued that before the Supreme Court for one whole day, I think, whether this woman was a common prostitute or an uncommon prostitute.
How'd he know?
State versus Perry, I think.
That's the same one that we were talking about. That's where the law officer should get hazard pay or something.
Can you file the murder in the center?
Yeah, they overrule the 60.
Oh, let's go on, yeah.
Well, are you satisfied with the definition of prostitution, rather, as a person who commits the crime of prostitution if he engages in, and of course he would be he or she engages in, or offers or agrees to engage in sexual conduct in return for a fee? We're only talking about the professional, the one who for whom or to whom the fee is to be paid. Is that the way we all read it?
That's page 3. Sexual conduct.
What do they do in England?
In England?
They only outlaw street public solicitation.
Public solicitation. Yeah, that law was enacted when I was in England. And in London, at least, it was fairly, when I was there, it was enforced. That the prostitutes, downtown London has a lot of prostitutes, and the bobbies were making them move and were bothering them if they would stop you and bargain with you. So they got around that on all pubs in downtown London. When I left, they had these big blackboards, and so the women would take pictures of themselves and put them up there with their name and phone number and say, interested in modeling, £3 per hour, call this phone number. And I thought that was a big improvement. Had more a wider choice, you could think about it.
This is what's really offensive about prostitution.
And the English police didn't have any objection to that. Because their sole objection was that it interfered with people's privacy. Active solicitation. Other than that, they didn't think there should be a law against it.
And they still have it.
Yeah, of course they've got other factors that we don't have. One is the national health program is that all medical attention is free, and these girls, they can go down and see the doctor every day, and it doesn't cost anything. And so you might tend not to have the venereal disease problem you would hear.
How come all this comes to our side? Why don't we let some of the others have some fun?
Actually,
why don't they start quoting Harold Haas instead of you and me?
Actually, because on the full commission, Don wanted to have the sex offenses article and this article together.
Beautiful.
You know, really, that's what basically society objects to.
Well, hearing no disagreement, let's move on to section 3, page 12, the gold coin.
Patronizing a prostitute. Now here, of course, your definition of prostitute comes in because we use the term prostitute. And so it means a male or female person who engages in sexual conduct for fee. And a person commits the crime of patronizing such a person if he Number one, pays or offers to pay a fee to engage in sexual conduct with a prostitute, or enters or remains in a place of prostitution with intent to engage in sexual conduct. Now, number one, is somewhat different from number two. Number two, we have statute similar to that now.
Frequenting a house of prostitution. Or
and its purpose is really to give quite a bit of leverage to law enforcement people. They have a problem if they raid a house of prostitution, for example.
What?
Of, what would you say, distinguishing between those that have any culpability and those that don't. Same problem you have in a gambling establishment.
In section two, shouldn't it be
the emergency board will be ready.
Knowingly enters and remains in a known place of prostitution or something.
Well, it seems to me that came to my mind when I drafted it, but I felt that as long as you had to prove an intent to engage in sexual conduct, you wouldn't require the element of
Yeah,
otherwise you would, because...
Can I vote on this section before you go? Let the record show the Attorney General voted no.
The Roman negative.
I don't know. I haven't decided.
Nice try.
And the whole thing's an exercise in hypocrisy. You ought to be consistent. You may not quote me on that.
Tear them up, Lee.
Good luck. Well, let's ring it off.
Now on page 18, for example, I list eight different bases for finding such a statute objectionable. Although you notice I also list five that would support it.
Let me ask you, Raj, under this definition, if a police officer offered to pay a fee to a woman who he felt was a prostitute, would he be in violation of the statute?
Yes, but on most of these vice squad confrontations with prostitutes, they do not offer to
for
pay.
Fear of the defense of
they
the
agree to pay. And that's why we haven't included agree.
Well,
but they
well,
usually, to build a prima facie case, they do pay the money. They hand the money over.
I don't think that. What are we doing now under
that
drugs?
This would make them.
Yeah, they could no longer pay the money over.
Oh, wait a minute. We're not. There must be some provision for all the vice squad people now that are buying.
There is.
Drugs.
There is in the area of drugs.
Well, why can't we build that into here?
You could.
I mean, the vice squad guy walks around with a bag of marijuana.
There are
not
a number of
arrest him.
There are a number of exceptions in our law now relating to vice squad men dealing in drugs. Another one is on. Wiretap interception of communications. Vice squad officers on drug cases are allowed to carry concealed recorders and record conversations with parties, like on bias.
Well, couldn't we do the same? I mean, I think this is a legitimate objection that both you and Harl raised. That
there'd be no problem by just saying that law enforcement officers are not vice squad.
While on duty, or
are accepted in this section.
How do you feel about this section?
Well, I basically agree with Harl that we're in an area that you have to be somewhat arbitrary.
Well, I'm against it, really, because I don't think it accomplishes anything. I think it creates more problems than it answers. The only real solid thing in its favor is that if you're going to prosecute the prostitute, then it would seem to be fair, and equitable. Prosecute the patron whose continued patronage really supports
the crime. It seems to me that this might be one pretty good way of getting at the crime, and that is the women vice squad members who, when the convention's held in town, you don't like that. Okay, sorry. Well, I think that might be one way to. It would seem to impede the traffic a little bit if the guy didn't know whether he was talking to a.
Well, for example, on page 18, the things that I suggested against.
I got number seven. Very good.
Well, I think it does, because you in effect have a victimless crime, but arrest, yes, arrest and exposure, you create a lot of social instability, which really isn't warranted by the crime.
Right. Well, of course, isn't this engaging in degrees of hypocrisy? In other words, aren't we, and maybe that's the problem with the whole area, but we're saying, well, it's all right to do it, just don't get caught. That's the bad part.
Well, I think the reasons that we are against prostitution, in other words, the problems that are attendant to prostitution activity, really don't have much to do with the patron, except in the sense that if there were no longer any patrons, there would no longer perhaps be prostitution. Another, just beginning here with number one, difficult to enforce, who's going to make the complaint?
Who makes it now, though? I mean,
well, there's no crime now, but if you're going to try and enforce this statute, who's going to make the complaint? The prostitute? Certainly not the prostitute.
No, but, all right, but the female vice squad.
That's what I'm afraid of. I've always felt, you don't necessarily put this in the record, but there's a great, that there's a great element of entrapment in the operation of the vice squad in prostitution anyway. It's not classical entrapment. They are solicited, but they certainly go out and work late at night and put themselves in positions where they'll know they'll be solicited, and then they actively cooperate. And I've never been much in favor of that. And I just certainly don't see any point in expanding it and having women vice squad also doing the same thing. Because if you do, you're going to have, and enforce it, you're going to have all sorts of arrests. It's going to be even much easier to entrap men. Convention, you could get to them, half of them. You get some good looking vice
squad. Set up a branch of the Chamber of Commerce.
I mean, men after six drinks, married a single, don't have any sense. The only complaint you're going to get is they're not going to want to pay.
What's the pay that makes it crime?
And the other thing you could say in favor of this is it might act as a deterrent. It's not going to be a deterrent to men who have money in position and connections.
Because they're going to do it anyway.
Well, they're never going to be in a position where they would have a problem with it. I mean, you have your vice squad investigations where they find the black book that has 300 or 400 names in it, and
nobody
ever knows who's in there because...
Well, if you had the woman vice squad member, what do you solve? She goes down to on Third Avenue and gets a sailor.
Well, what you're saying then is that we're really after the public solicitation. Are you willing to go the other way, as England's done, and allow prostitution as long as it doesn't offend the public? The public mores? No, I'm troubled in this area. More so than I am some of the other.
Well, philosophically, I would be in favor of that approach, but I don't think it'd work in this country. Because England is, and I've lived there, you don't have the same problems that you would in the United States. You don't have the mobility, you don't have the organized crime, you don't
also
have the narcotics problem.
Legislating for a country, which
you can't disassociate prostitution from a lot of other things, one of which is narcotics.
We're legislating for a state as opposed to a nation. I think there's a substantial difference there, too. Even though we're larger in square miles, I suspect.
We are.
Well, let's call it quits on this now. We'll pick it up. When do we want to meet again? When can we fit it into your schedule best, Harold?
I don't know. What's your schedule?
We got to have a joint committee on a legislative administration. It has to have a meeting here on the 17th, 24th, 20th, 27th, and I'm not sure yet when it'll be.
Well, I'm good. Today's the 9th, and I'm good any time the week of the 20th, except for the 20th. How you fix it that way?
Oh, anytime's fine. Anytime. I mean, I don't, other than all day tomorrow. I don't have any meeting schedules.
Well, let's shoot, what do you say, what would Tuesday, Wednesday be better for you? Do we dare go all day? Would that be just brutal? Do we have enough to go all day?
I don't think so. At least in this article, we have only 8 sections.
Well, what I'm trying to think about, it's convenient for me to pop in for 2 or 3 hours. But Harley's got 2 hours more of freeway to look out, coming and going, than I do. I think we just have to forget about Ken, because he's another 2 hours beyond you, so. But Lee can come, and I can come. And so.
Well, we have a lot of material.
Well, my thinking is, I'm asking Harl, would he rather meet, say, all day on the 22nd?
I'd rather meet, I'd rather meet and do it, because my problem is, I got to take out 3/4 of a day to come down.
Come down for half a day, right.
Yeah.
So why don't we meet for a full day on the 22nd or 21st, and then not meet again? I mean, I agree, I'd rather meet all day and get the damn thing over with.
It takes half hour to get the brain working.
Yeah. Although I think one thing working against us is on these full committee meetings that start at 9:30 and go to 4 or something, I'm just sieved by 3:00 in the afternoon. Well, let's try it. Why don't you check with Lee and see what would be best, the 21st, the 22nd, and we'll just go from 9:30.
All right.
9:30 to collapse. And you get the stuff out that you want us to get into, which would be
we can go back on this.
On prostitution.